Fridays, we focus on your money. Today, salaries at the top and the bottom. And we begin with the lowest possible salaries. Last night, the Senate voted to boost the minimum wage from $5.15 an hour to $7.25. The vote had been held up for weeks, but once it made it to the floor, approval was an overwhelming 94-3. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has the story.
This was supposed to be an easy home run for the new Democratic majority in Congress. The federal minimum wage hasn't been raised in a decade. Polls show Americans want it, lawmakers want it, even many businesses want it. So the bill flew through the House in an afternoon, and then it hit the Senate. Democrats tried to pass it and couldn't. Republicans proposed literally dozens of amendments, from health care to welfare. They finally did attach a package of tax incentives for small businesses and had the final debate yesterday afternoon. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy pointed to a poster-sized bar graph showing family income going down. Meanwhile,
corporate profits have grown by 80%. 80% they've gone up. 80%! Real income for the family has gone down over the last 5 years, and corporate profits have gone up 80%. No wonder the president was cheered on Wall Street.
So, after weeks of struggle, the minimum wage bill passed the Senate. Now, believe it or not, the real work begins, finding common ground between the House and Senate versions of the bill. Knowing how stubborn both sides can be, it may yet be some time before the minimum wage goes up. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.